Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today: Spotlight on FOMC, Futures Rebound, and Brussels Proposes New Digital Strategy. Leading today's news: the Fed releases minutes of its January 28th through 29th policy meeting today, which could help explain what the central bank is thinking about potential economic risks, including those stemming from the coronavirus. It may also provide insight into the central bank's balance sheet policy, with Powell having indicated that both Treasury bill purchases and the role of repo operations in the open markets would decline during Q2. Four regional Fed presidents will also give speeches around the country, including 2020 FOMC members Robert Kaplan, Loretta Mester, and Neel Kashkari. In other news, markets across Asia and Europe were mostly higher overnight, though shares in the Shanghai dipped 0.3% as the coronavirus death toll in China hit 2,000. Sentiment received a boost on reports that China was considering measures such as a direct cash infusions and measures to bail out its heavily hit airline industry. While the outbreak has triggered Apple to issue a revenue warning, the Nasdaq Composite posted another record close on Tuesday, though the Dow and S&P drifted lower, while stock index futures are pointing to opening gains of 0.2%. Margrethe Vestager, the EU's digital and competition chief, is set to publish the first draft of an EU digital strategy likely to have major effects on tech giants like Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon. The new rules will focus on a so-called digital single market that will support growth and innovation in the European tech industry, as well as a framework for companies' use of artificial intelligence. Vestager is also examining big tech's data practices, including how companies compete by using third-party data. Despite missing the Q4 consensus EPS mark, $1.38 versus $1.44, and comparable sales estimates, 1.9% versus 2.4%, Walmart shares rebounded during yesterday's session, rising 1.5% to $119.63. CFRA analyst Garrett Nelson notes that while the EPS miss was only the second in 18 quarters, investors may have been prepared for the weak mark after Target's disappointing holiday sales update a few weeks ago. Walmart's sluggish holiday sales come despite continued online gains, as traditional retailers adjust to changing shopping habits. New Bed Bath CEO Mark Tritton has laid out his vision for remaking the troubled retailer, planning to invest $350 to $400 million on store upgrades, tech initiatives, and supply chain improvements. He also wants a more streamlined look at Bed Bath stores, including wider aisles and no more piles of merchandise up to the ceiling. As well as decluttering efforts and more private brands, Tritton aims to have online pickup service available in all stores by the end of the year. Giving it access to a stable and cheaper source of funding, LendingClub is paying $185 million in cash and stock for Radius Bancorp, a Boston-based online bank with about $1.4 billion in assets. The move marks the first time an American fintech company has acquired a regulated U.S. bank. Fintechs like Robinhood and Square have already applied for ways to become banks and issue new products like checking accounts, while mobile bank Vero Money received FDIC approval last week for a national bank charter. It's pocket change given the $128 billion in cash at Berkshire Hathaway, but the Oracle, or more likely, managers Todd Combs and Ted Weschler, dipped toes into a couple of passive ETFs in Q4. Berkshire now owns a combined $25 million of the SPDR S&P 500 ETF Trust, SPY, and the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF, VOO, with the investments going toward a company pension plan. Bloomberg's Eric Balchunas suggests it's not a bad place to park some money and gain a bit more yield than short-dated Treasury paper. VOO yields 1.8%, by 1.66%, while having plenty of liquidity should the need arise. NASA has given SpaceX the thumbs up to become the first company in its commercial crew program to send humans into space. 4 privately paying space tourists will orbit the planet aboard its Crew Dragon capsule, in missions set for late 2021 or 2022. The space frenzy is also being seen in the stock market. A 7-day surge in Virgin Galactic has lifted shares to $32, 4 times above its level in December. Tesla moment? Espousing increased financial discipline, Alphabet is calling it quits on efforts to build and monetize its Makani wind energy kites. It's the first project from X, Alphabet's moonshot factory, to be terminated since Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin stepped aside as leaders in December. The news also follows Alphabet's disappointing earnings report, where the losses from its other bets category swelled to $4.8 billion in 2019, up from $3.4 billion the year before. Uber has closed a customer support office in downtown Los Angeles, laying off about 80 employees, according to the Los Angeles Times. "We will be moving the outreach and innovation work to Manila," said Uber manager Ruffin Chevalio. "I know that this is a shock. In the months since going public, Uber has made a series of cuts to its corporate workforce, totaling more than 1,000 workers, including in its marketing, self-driving, and engineering departments." As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.